Excited to talk to our next guest. When you hear the open for this show, you do hear the voice of Alan Beswick, longtime motorsports announcer, and he does a little bit of everything, even calls some college football. So, Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm at the St. Petersburg IndyCar race right now, and practice is going on, but I tried to find a quieter spot.
No, you sound great. I want to start with that because, you know, St. Pete, obviously a street course, and that's something that we're going to get to experience this August here in Nashville as IndyCar takes over our streets with the Music City Grand Prix. What are we in store for having these IndyCars take over the streets of Nashville?
Well, I think you're in store for a fun weekend. It's obviously a very different discipline than an oval track. It's because it's in the middle of the city, it takes on a different vibe. You know, I guess the best I can describe it is it kind of becomes more of like a downtown party, you know? And the racing in the IndyCar series is terrific. The people are terrific. The cars are cool. You know, I know there's a contingent from Nashville here this weekend trying to soak in all the knowledge they can about operating the street race, and there's so much that goes into it that's really hard. But I think, you know, it's going to be a great experience. I've seen the design of the course. You know, I mean, come on, a bridge over the river? That's just going to be awesomely unique. And so I can't wait to see it. I know, you know, there's some great people involved in staging the race, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, someone very near and dear to me, Liz Allison, is one of those people involved, and I know you guys have worked together before. She's down there this weekend, so they got a good group, and that's the thing. I've worked with them some, and I think they have the right people involved, and with the ownership that they have involved, I think it's going to be a very, very fun event. Are you going to be able to be here for it?
You know, I don't know the answer to that yet. schedules are constantly fluid in this day and time we live in, as you know. And,
yes.
So I don't know the answer. I hope to be. I would love to be, but I don't know for sure that I would be.
You've covered all disciplines of motorsports, obviously NASCAR for a long time with NBC and ESPN, IndyCar. You've called Daytona 500s, Indy 500s. Nashville is a market that has always embraced motorsports, and they've had motorsports before. They've had NASCAR. They've had IndyCar. But to have it come back with NASCAR going out to the Super Speedway, the fairgrounds, which we'll get to with SRX in a few minutes, and then, of course, the street course. How important is Nashville to motorsports, in your opinion?
Well, I think the fact that so many major levels of motorsport are coming back to Nashville says something about both the market's importance and the sport's importance to the market. Right? There's a lot of race fans in Nashville, and Nashville is a growing, thriving, blooming city. And it's a great place to stage a big event. And so the fact that the Cup Series is coming back is terrific, I think. The fact that the fairgrounds is being revived is terrific. The fact that there's this IndyCar race in the streets is terrific. Nashville is a fun city to visit. And, you know, so the appeal to the sponsors of the sport, to fans, is huge. And I think, you know, it says a lot about both the importance of the sport to the city, but the importance of the city to the sport.
We're talking to Alan Beswick, longtime motorsports announcer, and doing a little bit of everything, including joining CBS and calling the SRX, the Superstar Racing Experience, which has been put together by Tony Stewart, Ray Evernham. You've worked with both, interviewed both. You know how determined Tony is, and when he puts his teeth in something, you know that he's going to go all in. I'm very excited about this. They are going to race. They're going to close the season out at Nashville at the fairgrounds. But how excited are you to get in the booth and call these legends, these superstars, as they hit the track again?
Well, very, Chase. The whole concept of the thing is built around one word, and that's fun. The cars are going to be fun to drive. The drivers are going to be having fun because it's not the traditional competitive element where, you know, you're trying to win to keep a sponsor, or you're trying to win to keep a job, or, you know, they're out there to have fun and race against each other in cars that are going to be very driver dependent. And, you know, the fact that it's all short tracks and you're not, you know, iconic short tracks, all of it just adds together to be a real scream. And we've got a great group put together for the television crew. I've been talking to several of the drivers. They can't wait to get in the cars and try them out. Ray has been working on this for a couple of years, and what the car will be very, like I said, driver-dependent. And what's going to make the difference is, you know, the person operating the wheel and the pedals. And isn't that what we all want on a Saturday night, you know?
No, absolutely. And the season will start at Stafford Motor Speedway on June 12th. And races at Knoxville, Eldora, Lucas Oil, Slinger, and then closing out the season July 12th at the Nashville Fairgrounds. So that's going to be awesome. And that lineup, I mean, you got, of course, Tony Stewart. Michael Waltrip is in that. Tony Kanaan, Bill Elliott. I mean, there are a lot of different drivers in it. It reminds me, Alan, of IROC. And I miss IROC. I was as a guy that has liked racing since I was a kid. You know, I remember the IROC series. And so this kind of has that feel to it. Is that a way that you kind of equate it to fans that are asking about it?
Yeah, Chase. I mean, it is the IROC series modernized and updated in a few very important ways. You know, when if you think about the IROC series, scheduling used to be really difficult, right? Trying to find out when you could get drivers from all these different series together in one place that fit into all of their schedules, you know, the speedway racing element of it, all of those things. Well, if you take that concept, the basics of it, and say, okay, let's get a bunch of superstar drivers together, but let's not depend on, you know, guys that are trying to win a cup championship right now. Let's get guys that are still extremely popular and extremely competitive, and let's put them together, and let's go to a bunch of really iconic short tracks. And think about, you know, the Fairgrounds, Slinger, Stafford, which is the part of the country that I grew up in, and there's no more popular or iconic short track in the Northeast than Stafford. And put these guys out there in a car they can have fun in. And so, it, you know, IROC is the foundation of it, and Ray, you know, began his career working at IROC, but it's updated for today's times, and to make a great product that we can all enjoy.
And also, you know, you're going to be calling the action for CBS. You have Lindsay Zarniak that's a part of it, Brad Doherty that's a part of it as well. These are all familiar names, like yourself, to race fans, but to have a partner like CBS, to have, you know, working in television, having the TV deal is huge to help grow this product. So how big is that to be able to work with a partner like CBS?
Well, and the difference is, you know, CBS is not a partner in the realm of just a TV broadcast outlet. CBS is literally a partner in the series.
Right.
And so they we've got all the bells and whistles we could ask for. If you think about producing a Saturday night primetime television program for 2 hours, for 6 weeks, that just happens to be based around racing. That's the approach. And CBS is terrific. I mean, we did a production day Monday in Charlotte where we had all the drivers in and did all the fancy filming and the effects and all that kind of... I mean, there were no shortage of things thrown at this in terms of people, in terms of creativity. It just, you know, it's going to be great. And for racing to get back into a prominent place on CBS, yeah, is good for the whole sport. You know, it's good for the whole sport to have another major network involved in racing.
I completely agree with that. Talladega this weekend for the NASCAR series, and you've called several of those. Unpredictable is probably the best way to describe it, but with the way this season has gone, where we've seen a lot of different winners, which I like, I think that is fun. You kind of feel for Denny Hamlin that he's been dominant and he hasn't found victory lane yet, even though I think that is coming. You know, what, besides the unexpected, what are you expecting from Talladega this weekend?
Well, when you go into a Talladega race, first of all, what you want is you want a safe race. That's always my first thought. Second
Absolutely.
Thing is, no, you can't predict in any way, shape, or form what's going to happen. It's impossible. A lot of race teams know, and we've seen play out very, very obviously, that, you know, this is one of their four best chances to win a race this season. Look at Daytona and what happened in the 500. And you know, it can be a career-making day for somebody. That's somebody that's just struggling or hanging on, or, you know, they know that the equalizer of the draft is out there for them this weekend. They also know that there's a lot of things out of their control that are out there this weekend. So, you know, hang in the draft, keep your car together in one piece, get around to the end, and you got a chance. That's what Talladega is, and, you know, you come back to that old line from the movie. So you're saying there's a chance. And for a lot of people this weekend, they can say that, when a lot of other weekends they can't. And that's exciting if you're a driver and a team owner.
Alan, as you know, with what you do, your voice, being able to paint the picture, whether it's on radio, which you've done, or television, your voice is going to forever be linked with certain moments. And I know you were on the call on MRN in 1998 when Dale Earnhardt finally broke through and won the Daytona 500. And then 20 years ago this July, you guys were making your debut on NBC, taking over that TV contract. And you and Wally Dallenbach and the late, great Benny Parsons were on the call as Dale Earnhardt Jr. returned to Daytona just a few months after losing his father to win that race. What do you remember about that night going into it, all the emotion? Because it certainly was different from any other race weekend because of what had happened that February.
Yeah, you know, Chase, there's how much time you got, because there's a lot that goes into that day, obviously, right?
Right.
What happened at Daytona in February with losing Dale Earnhardt, returning there for the first time, the whole NBC, the build-up to NBC's debut as a full-time participant in broadcasting cup racing was big. You know, we were anxious to get going. We had a great team put together. Obviously, to make your debut in prime time on a Saturday night was kind of a big deal, so we all wanted to, you know, good things to happen. And as the night unfolded, you know, you're just not thinking all those things. You're just calling a race. You know, right. You're doing it. You're doing a show. And there were a few moments where you had some flashes of different things that brought some emotion out, maybe brought a little chill down the back of your spine. But the one thing that I remember the most is at some point looking out over turns 3 and 4 from the broadcast booth at Daytona and seeing Junior after he got set back in traffic. So I'm passing a couple cars in 3 and 4, and I had this flash that back to his dad's win at Talladega where he kind of came from 18th to first. And,
right.
You know, it was like the same visual thing looking out from the booth across the racetrack. And that was kind of a goosebump moment. You know, the words that people remember, those were spontaneous, kind of a play off that moment of recognition on my part. But I'd love to tell you that it was some, you know, pre-scripted thing that I was brilliantly waiting to you. But, you know, it just happened. And that, the thing that I could tell you about the most is the moment happened. I came up with some words to make it make sense that people have remembered and hung on to for years. And as a broadcaster, you look back on that and you say, okay, I got it right. And I'm thankful for that because it was a big moment and you want to get it right.
Yeah, and we'll always remember that moment. Was there a sense, because I can remember you said, you know, using lessons learned from his father, he crosses the line. I hear BP. And miss BP, by the way, but here BP, you know, going all right, you know, was there a sense of, even though you're broadcasters, you're supposed to be objective, but a sense of, you know what, this is how it was supposed to be. Nobody else was supposed to come in and win this race. And it wasn't that it was making everything better. There was still a lot of hurt in what had happened, but it made you feel better in the moment because Little E comes back and takes on Daytona.
Well, what you felt good about, first and foremost, was you felt good for Junior and his family. You know, how difficult it had to be to come back to that racetrack. And he's talked about it since then, so I'm not putting words in his mouth. But how difficult it was to come back to that racetrack and come to grips with that and go out and be ready to compete. You felt good for the fans because there was a loss there, too. And it was an opportunity for the fans to fall back in love with Daytona and to have good feelings, which is what you want. And, you know, for us, I mean, we've got the best seat in the house and we have a big responsibility, but we're not immune to those emotions also. You know, it was a great healing moment for a lot of people in NASCAR. And, you know, that it happened was terrific. It could very easily not have happened, but that it did was a wonderful moment in the sport's history that just made a lot of people feel really, really, really good.
Absolutely. Alan, this has been a lot of fun. You are one of the best and very excited that you're going to be a part of SRX on CBS starting on June 12th at Stafford Motor Speedway. But appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy St. Pete, and we hope to do it again soon.
Yep, happy to. Look forward to being in Nashville. It's going to be a blast. I think the last time I did a race at the fairgrounds was maybe the late 90s.
Okay.
And I was actually in Nashville about a year and a half ago and drove by the fairgrounds just to eyeball it myself. I can't wait to be there with SRX this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Alan.
See you, Jason.
Yeah, Alan Beswick, longtime motorsports announcer, and of course, he will be the play-by-play man for SRX coming up this summer. They kick off their schedule at Stafford on June 12th. They'll be at Nashville at the fairgrounds July 17th.